Blog Talk Radio.
If I keep my eyes open, I will see my dreams. If I keep my foundation and if I believe, I will see my enemies fall up under me. Oh my God, your plans are so great, and I don't even know what to say to get my followers ready for this promise. I don't even know what's about to take place. Oh my God, I got this fire out the furnace. Don't touch, cause I'm burning on purpose. Ain't need a license for the drive, man. I got off with a permit, like you better earn it, boy.
Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Jesus Child Kitchen Love and Poetry. This is your hostess, Sister Katisa. We give God praise and glory on today. Amen. We are going to get started with prayer and our scripture. We're going to go right into the meat of the program. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. You bless this family. Bless all the listeners. Bless our special guests, God and our family, Brother Jesus, over protecting them, God, and this program. And we give you praise, God, that you are mighty, you are glorious, we exalt you. You give us grace, you give us mercy. And it's because of that, God, we can serve you. And we serve you in liberty, we serve you with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And to you be the glory, to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we come from our scripture, Acts 17, amen, 17. And we go coming from verse 28, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." Some of your own poets. So maybe, you know, God is speaking that he has his poets. And that's what we're celebrating the last week of Poetry Month. And so we're celebrating with an interview with Sister Kayvana Siegel. And we're going to go right into that interview. You will be blessed and you will be encouraged. Amen.
Welcome, welcome. This is the Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. We know this month is Poetry Month, and we are celebrating God and we're celebrating his poets. And today I have a special guest, and Sister Kayvana, and she is out of the Michigan area. And I'm just going to have her to, Father, introduce herself and tell a little bit about herself. And it's an honor to have her on. Go ahead, Sister. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It is my pleasure to be on. Like you said, yes, I am from Michigan, River Rouge, Michigan. Actually, it's a really small little city outside of Detroit. And I'm a teacher. I love writing. It's always been a part of my life, even when I didn't realize how important or how much it had become a part of my life. And I just really believe that writing is just my purpose. This is what God has called me to do. It's what he's called me to share, not just with within myself as far as an outlet, but also with the world. And mostly, a lot just in this generation, this time, the writing that I'm doing just really seems to resonate with the youth, and just trying to encourage them in a time that just everything is just changing so fast. And basically, that's That's my little spiel about myself. I don't like much to talk about myself, so.
Sure. And just a little bit more to, I guess, to bring out, you know, about your writing. You've been your teacher, so and I know it's you had to go to college, things like that, so writing becomes a big part of, you know, that, you know, pursuing your education. But as far as writing, such as your poetry and everything like that, when did you kind of pick that up and start kind of running with that gift in you?
Well, actually, I've been writing since I was really young. I didn't go to school for writing at all. I actually went to school to become a teacher, and I work actually in a low-income area, and I go to homes, and I work with parents to teach and support them with their children. So writing was just my passion that I never really anticipated or sharing. It was just my communication with God. But then God began to speak to my life through poetry. It was just as if He would give me what to write, and then I would just start seeing the things that He was giving me to write about, and I realized how important it was for me to share it with everybody, because it wasn't about me, that this writing that I was doing, this poetry, was definitely for me to be a blessing to someone else. It was for someone else to read that may be going through something. And so I just began to write and write, and then I turned around and I have written probably over 100 poems, and it had become a bit, not overwhelming, but just a little bit, and all like, wow, I've written all this stuff. Now what do I do, Lord? How am I supposed to share this? And then He just began to reveal to me how I'm supposed to share it and what time to share it and how to just present it in a way that He wants the world to be able to read it. And I was surprised because of a lot of the writing. A lot of people say it's Christian. It's urban Christian poetry. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? You know, it's a lot of slang. It's a lot of loose language. But it's definitely written for a group of people. It's written for a time like this. And people that know me personally look at some of the poetry, they hear me reading, they go, that doesn't even sound like something you would say. And I was like, because it's not me saying it, it's God. You know, this is what He gave me to share. And I say, I believe it just had to look different from me, because then people would know, then he can get all the glory, because they know it's not me.
Okay, amen. Well, that's powerful, and it's part of your testimony, and really of how God, He is, utilizing His people. He has this, that's our, one of our things every week. If you have a chance to listen to the show, our scripture comes from Acts 17 and verse 28. I say that every week and He says even some of your own poets kind of alluding to that God has His poets too, and as I have said, you know, and so with God writing through you and speaking, you know, to this generation, as you said, and it's, you know, they have a language, and it's, you know, it is characterized by, you know, urban culture, and definitely poetry is one of the ways to speak to them. So, and you mentioned how, you know, you're speaking to that culture and speaking to youth. What are some of the reactions and responses, you know, a little bit, you gave a little bit of that, you know, it's like, people that don't even sound like you, but what about when you're speaking to that group and sharing, what's the responses that you get?
A lot of the responses that I get in that group is just kind of like, I guess I want to say is there... Some of them are like, wow, you're speaking like right to my situation or things like that. Or like, how did you know that? Like how, you know, wow, God, you know, God can be like that, because some people put God in a box and they think, you know, because they've seen other things or maybe they've heard other things and they've had maybe some good experiences, maybe some bad experiences with church or, you know, meeting believers or just anything. And I just believe that their response is just that they want to get to know God some more. Even, you know, a lot of the youth that I work with at my church, they're like, wow, like, you wrote that, like, God gave that to you, like, he can speak to you like that, like, yeah, He knows you, He made you. So I'm like, He knows you, He knows where you went yesterday, He knows how you talk, He knows everything about you. So just letting them know that God is not in a box, that He's a living, you know, being, He's a living vessel, you know, He's a living spirit. And that He will give you what you need. You know, He's going to meet you where you are. He's not going to come from this way when He knows that this is what you need. He's going to give you what you need. So I think that's like the biggest thing that I get from people about my writing. And I think too, because it's so versatile too, is once you read some of the poetry in my book, it kind of touches across a broad line of people and age groups and economic situations. So I just really think that, yeah, those are like the most responses that I get. Like, wow, God can, He can be that to me. He can tell me this. He can, yeah, He can. He does. He will. You allow Him to.
Amen, amen. And definitely that's important that God, that people realize that, you know, God is seeing you. You know, there's certain teachings out there that say God's far away. He's not involved in everyday life. But, you know, when you speak or, you know, when God speaks to you and other poets, and is that it's to testify, yeah, God, He is involved, you know. He just wants to, we acknowledge it, you know, the acknowledgement of that. Definitely see it more and more. So at this time, I want to ask you if you would share one of your pieces with us. Amen.
I definitely will. I was kind of thinking which one I want to share, and I thought this one really resonated to me. It's called R.I.P. Flesh, so Rest in Peace, Flesh. That's the title of this piece. And it says, rest in peace, flesh. That's how it had to be. Either kill this flesh or kill what's in me. This flesh was alive, but it wasn't living. This vessel was moving, but it wasn't giving. You can only kill something that's alive. Don't let the enemy fool you with his disguise. This stuff inside, it was all full of self. The use, what use? It was only good for looking at, nothing else. You don't have to go to the movies to see The Walking Dead. All you have to do is look at the world and the junk it's being fed. All these so-called role models on TVs and videos with money and PhDs. Don't get caught up in the hype. It's poison disguised as sweet peas. None of that will count at the end, according to Revelation. Money and education is only an abomination without sanctification. Have all that and lose my soul? For what? Don't get caught up in American Idol. I want to make God's cut. One table, three judges rolled into one, the Father, the Holy Ghost, and the Son. Do you, but do the you that God made you to be. Don't sell yourself short. Go from glory to glory, level to level, moving by mercy and grace, spreading His word, seeking His face. Be all that you can be in the army of the Lord. Seek Him first, and then claim His eternal reward. Drop self in the garbage with your pride and envy, and any other trash that glorifies the enemy. Do it quickly. Don't be fooled. The time grows near. Not too long will the one and only true God be here. Don't you want to be caught up in the air? I know I sure enough want to be there.
Amen. Oh, that's finger snaps for it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. And really identify God really speaking and the Spirit of the Lord on that poetry, definitely. And and that's how God, you know, He speaks, and in the terminology and the things that we see, you know, today. And He says we're in the world not to become of the world, but while we're in the world, you know, we are to be that light and in darkness and dark places, and definitely through poetry and through our gifts and talents that we can shine forth the light of Jesus Christ. Do you have another piece you want to go ahead and share with us right now?
Sure. I just want to give a little background on this piece, if you don't mind. It's really short, but I was reading someone's statuses on Facebook, and they kept talking about love and trying to find a guy and all this stuff that they were looking for, and it was just like, oh, I gotta write something. I'm like, Lord, please give me something to post right now, Jesus. And this is what He gave me. He said, the perfect love story. The perfect love story. It's not a cliche. I live the perfect love story every day. It cannot be found in man or vice. It can only be found in Jesus Christ. See, He died for me before I was born. He knew that in this world I would be scorned, shaken, abused, confused, and hurt, and oh yes, even do my own dirt. So He came down from heaven to endure this life's strife and willingly gave up his life. See, the only perfect love story can be found in him. Without his sacrifice, our afterlife will be dim. None of us are perfect, from the dainty to the hags. The word says, on our best day, we are as filthy rags. Perfect love story, it's the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus over everything. Jesus for life.
Amen. Another finger snaps. Amen. all about lifting up Jesus. And that's great. That is awesome. Yeah. Now you coming out with your book, you're releasing that. And how did God, you spoke a little bit about it, but how did you come to the decision, this has to be in the book, I've got to press forward? Like, you know, people set goals like that, but
mm-hmm.
what steps did you take to really press forward into seeing this this book come to reality?
Okay, so what happened was, a lot of people don't know this, but maybe about 4 years ago, I tried to print this book as an e-book, and I ended up doing it as an e-book, and I was trying to sell it for $5, and one person bought it. It was the secretary at my whole job. But I know now that it was because it wasn't time. I hadn't matured enough. I had to go through some things. But I still continued to write. Even though I was, that was a setback, I felt like, oh, I failed. But it was because I was really trying to do it in my own strength. I was trying to make the money happen in my own strength, everything happened in my own strength. And nothing was working out. And I know now because it wasn't time. But 2 years ago in February, my mom had passed away. But before she had passed away, I was in school. I was working on my first master's degree. And I kept writing, and she just kept telling me, you got to get this book out. You got to do this. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I just kept putting it on the back burner. But God just kept putting this in my face. And I just kept, in my prayers, I was trying to pray for something else, but God kept putting this in my face. I'm like, okay, Lord. But the day my mom passed, I happened to look out the window, and I just saw, the clouds, but, the sun was rising above these clouds. And then at my mom's wake, her viewing, a couple of days later, a friend of mine, he came, and he had posted a picture on Facebook that day, and it had a picture of the sun rising, and I was just like, wow. And then he brought it to my mom's wake, and he gave that to me, and it just clicked to me, and it was just like, I know it was the Lord, and it was just like the rise above the clouds. Like, wow, that just resonated in my heart. I had never experienced death that close, and it was my mom. She wasn't sick. She was, it was just like, boom. And it just clicked, and I was like, this is going to be the time. This is what I need to do. I have to do this because I have to be the rise above the clouds. I don't know if you know much about River Rouge, but we live in an area where there's lots of smog and lots of factories. We're right outside of Detroit, and God really put that on. I need to be the rise. I need to let them know that there's a rise above these clouds, above this pollution, above this, that our kids are still counted, that they can rise above this, that even though they're growing up right here, some of us can't, help where we grow up, this is where we are, but you can rise above that. And I was like, I have to get this out because I have to let the kids in my neighborhood, where I grew up, I have to let them know that just because what you see does not have to be where you are forever or where your life has to be. And it was just so important to me to do that, and I'm getting a little misty just thinking about it, just emotional, just thinking about how important it was, and because everything laid in place for this book, and I knew that it was God this time around. It was God. It wasn't Kavana. It wasn't this flesh trying to get something or do something out of, wanting to get it done and be it. It's all God.
Definitely. It's amazing how God moves in certain situations in life, in comforting us. And it sounded like it was a comfort when God, really came around and saying, yes, this is, your mom's with me, but we're going to move into part of your comfort, part of your healing, part of, growth and as this book, and what your mom kept too, wanted to see come to pass and see in fruition. And definitely that is awesome. And just to show people and to all the listeners, and I hope everyone listens and gets how God is speaking even now, And what something you say is, you know, your poems and in this interview, it's going to speak to somebody, and how God can speak in different ways is just awesome. And if you have another piece, you can share that, or if you want to share a favorite scripture at this time, or something additional. It seems like that would be appropriate.
Yeah. I want to share one more piece. And it's more like a encouraging piece, I guess I would say. But it just talks about when I thought. And it just, it basically came out of prayer. And it was more like a lyrical, more like a song, I guess it would be. But I'm going to read it as poetry, just to encourage somebody. And it says, it's called When I Thought. It says, when I thought you couldn't reach any deeper, you reached down deeper and deeper. When I thought you couldn't love me more, you loved me more, so much more. When I thought you couldn't have more for me, you delivered me completely. When I thought you couldn't see me clearly, you took fear from me and you restored me wholly. Just when I thought that my thoughts would consume me, you took them over and you gave new ones to me. Now I can see you and stand here freely, because in you I have liberty. When I thought there was no help for me, no more mercy, that grace wouldn't even claim me, Jesus, you showed me that there was more to you, that I had to die so your blood could run through. It cleansed me completely and made this vessel living and holy, acceptable to you to be used for your glory. Now I stand here knowing it was you, that it was always you. So no matter what comes my way, I know that I can claim victory on today. You show me that what you put in me, that I can't let anyone take it or put limits on my destiny. I won't care how they look at me, because you love me and you know my story. So just in case you don't know, I love you so much and I appreciate your touch. And as I face tomorrow, I hold my head up. No more sorrow, because I know that you live in me, and so I stand strong in my victory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God for that very moving piece. And we do stand in victory in Christ Jesus. And
yes.
We're more than conquerors, overcomers. And I thank
yes.
you for sharing. As we're coming to a close, that interview, this time has passed by so fast. But as we're coming to a close, if you want to share with the audience, listening audience, ways that they could, if you've got a page, website, and you can get the book, contact you maybe they're in the area, Detroit somewhere, and maybe want to have you come out to the church or youth group, how can they contact you?
Yes, I do have a website that they can contact me. It's www.riseabovetheclouds.com. They can also find me on Facebook at Rise Above the Clouds. My church home is Gordy Memorial Church of God in Christ. My awesome pastor, Pastor Daniel Granberry and Sister Virginia Granberry. They are awesome. My pastor is even going to allow me to sell books at the church as well, which is awesome. They can find me on Facebook, like I said, Instagram, Rise Above the Clouds, Twitter, Rise Above the Clouds, at Rise Above the Clouds. And surely my book signing is coming up at River Rouge Library at 221 Birch Street in River Rouge. It'll be on the 30th of this month, the last day of poetry month. I was like, this is so awesome to be able to have it in poetry month.
Yeah.
And that will be from 12:30 to 4 p.m.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you so much, Sister Kayvana, and for coming on again. It's been such a blessing, and I know everyone that is listening in, you are blessed, amen, because God, mm-hmm. He builds up the body of Christ. We bless each other and with the gifts that God put in us, amen. And so we thank
yeah,
you
thank
again.
You so
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. Blessings to all. Thank you.
Amen. I pray that you enjoy that interview. Truly, that's a blessing. And again, you can find Kayvana on Facebook and Rise Above the Clouds. You want to check out, amen, what God is doing in her life through her. To him be the glory, to him be the praise, amen, for all of our lives. Bless, you know, rest of this month. We'll see you next week. Amen. We are coming up on our fifth year of serving the Lord in this way. It's most awesome and tremendous blessing. And we just thank God to be a part of his will, to be a part of his plan, to be a part of his purpose. And keep us in prayer. We want to just go forward in all God would have in his will, you know, our next steps of faith, because we want to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. And follow him. He is, as I said at the beginning, he is our dream giver. He is the one who gives the vision. He says, write the vision and make it plain. Amen. So then we can run with it. And the vision and the commission for all of us is the Great Commission, is to go and make disciples of all nations and teaching them everything that Jesus commanded. And one of the main things he said was to love one another. You're loved in Jesus Christ. Amen.
I've been working, never sitting, sweating on a job. I've been doing more than begging so that we don't starve. Cause you know that's all that they expect, but they got heart. Sell out to the one true king. Told me if I keep my eyes open, I would see my dreams. If I keep my foundation and if I believe, I would see my enemies fall up under me. Oh my, God, your plans are so great. And I don't even know what to say. To get my followers ready for this promise, I don't even know what's about to take place. Oh my, God, I got this fire out the furnace. Don't touch cause I'm burning on purpose. Ain't need a license for the drive. Man, I got off with a permit. Like you better earn it, boy. I ain't tryna impress nobody. I'm just trying to help somebody. You better follow your dream. Follow your dream. Follow your dream. Follow, follow. Yeah, I ain't tryna impress nobody. With everything that you got up inside of your body, baby, you better shine bright. Despite the odds you built to last, difficulty is hindsight. Trust, you got your back so you can't turn, you might as well press on. Look, and I ain't talking about for nothing, but if you wanna be technical, man, he has some. Three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he will lead you, don't you worry about limits. He will keep you till your mission is finished. Fake when that works is dead, your God is risen.
Don't put them back in that grave, ain't no self-doubt. I promise you that the Lord will break your word, yeah.
Satan ain't gonna bother anything that he already has. So what you going through, I promise you the reason isn't always bad. Trust that, trust and believe, receive, and you go and do, and yeah. Cause you were chosen. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'm just trying to help somebody. You better follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. Follow, follow. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'm just trying to help somebody. You better follow your dreams. Follow your dreams.
Yo, it's your boy BK. Shout out to my little sis Kayla Starks, man, doing big things. To be honest, boy, to be honest, I gotta say that you're stupid talented, like for real though.